be any more symbolic to die on the Super Bowl. Hello. All right, New York Giants. All right, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Thank you. Okay, we'll see you at 9 p.m.
Right.
I'll make my speech, my announcement, commencement. No, what's it called? Acceptance speech.
The acceptance speech for winning the BFO number one fan award, which she did not do. All right. Yeah, Anna Mara. Anna, it's very sports ball. It's very,
it is.
And not to mention, very tasteless. What a perfect time to die.
It is Kathy right. Bacon.
It is. You know, wait, what is your beef with Kathy Bacon? I'm getting a little bit of an echo back from you. What is your beef with Kathy Bacon? Because I noticed that during the number one fan, by the way, if you haven't listened to the Big Fatty number one fan show, you can skip the whole damn thing. Here's what happened. It's a 20-minute show, and literally the first 18 minutes and a half is him reading people's email. Wow.
But isn't that
wow,
what his
Steve,
whole show is?
Wow, Adam Burns writes in and says, I want to be the number one fan because I hate Kathy Bacon, and I think she should die a painful death. I think she should die on the day of the Super Bowl because I think that would be perfect. I mean, it's like that was, it was just like that, one after the other. And oh, and then who else wrote in? It was like Stevie Wonder wrote in and said, I think I should be number one fan because I'm blind and black.
I did not say that I wanted Kathy Bacon to die a horrible death, nor did I say...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a 20-minute show, and literally the first 18 minutes and a half is him reading people's email.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1854. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 3rd of March 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got lots of stuff to read to you. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Corners. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Corners today, and I'm going to keep that a little surprise. Big Fatty, we love a surprise. It's true, but y'all, I'll tell you a little bit later why you're Corners today. Big Fatty, should I go sit in the corner? Well, yeah, why don't you go sit in the corner with Squeaky? Yes, Big Fatty, we're going over here to the corner. You're going to be right over here while you read to us. Okay, that'll be lovely. All right. It's a good day in the coal mine. Good day in the coal mine. Old Vader decided to take the day off. Big Fatty, he's always taking the day off. It's true. And Larry Claw took the afternoon off. So, y'all, it was wary. Cranky Trary in the coal mine today. And, y'all, you know, I... y'all, I gotta tell you though, my morning started off rough. Y'all, I don't know what it was, but y'all, I woke up and it was like, ooh, and y'all, it was like I was about to shart. And y'all, I got up and ran to the toilet, and y'all, sure enough, it was like I had turned into Granny. There was just an explosion, just a bee, ready. Vulgar! Y'all splattered everywhere, just like Granny. So I finished my business, because, you know, no job is done until the paperwork is finished. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Anyway, I came back and I looked at the clock and it said, oh, it's 6:15 in the morning. And I said, well, no, it was like 6:05 in the morning. And I said, well, I'm not going to go back to bed because the alarm's going to go off at 6:10. And so, y'all, I came on in the kitchen and I started my Bafarin. Y'all, I got some of that. Okay, hello.
Hi, Kathy. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday this coming March 3rd. Thanks, Big Fatty, for letting me use the listener line. Hope it's a great day filled with cake and other lovely, wonderful things and as many steps as you want. Anyway, All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, that's y'all. That, of course, is Calvin from the Howdy Do Pancakes. And Calvin, thank you so much for the call. I know Miss Bacon will be thrilled to hear from you. But anyway, let me just going back. I got up and I started my bay friend. I got some of that forest bacon. I found the Ezekiel bread. Y'all, I found they have English muffins. So I decided I was going to have me an English muffin. So I got it started, and y'all, then I walked back into the love chamber, and y'all, to get my cellular telephonic device, you know, better known as the IR, and
Big Freddy's that thing will ring all day long.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll take care of it. Hello?
Hey, Big Patty. Hey, Poodle. It's Timmy Tim. Poodle.
Yes.
You want to sing with me?
Sure.
You want to sing a song with me? You want to sing a happy birthday song to Kathy Bacon?
Okay.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Kathy Bacon.
Happy birthday to you. Yes.
Yeah, let there be cake.
Oh,
all right. Bye, Poodle.
Bye.
Y'all, that of course was that Timmy Sims. And Timmy, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your crooner voice. Be any better than a Beja voice? It's true. But anyway, I'm sure Miss Bacon will appreciate that little call. But anyway, y'all, I walked back into the love chamber to pick up my cellular telephonic device, and y'all, I realized, I had made the statement last week that I had gotten confused and kerfuffled about when the daylight saving time began, and y'all, I thought it was going to be last Sunday, but it's going to be this coming Sunday, and y'all, I had accidentally moved one clock forward, and y'all, I just said, well, screw it, I'll just, it'll be right in a week. Well, y'all, that was the clock that I looked at. So instead of it being 6:05 in the morning this morning, y'all, it was 5:05. So y'all, I went back into the kitchen and I turned off the heat on the forest bacon, and I turned off the toaster oven that had my English McMuffin, and y'all, I went and crawled back into the love chamber for another hour. But y'all, I just kind of talked. Y'all, I had a terrible night's sleep on a Sunday.
Big Patty, I don't like it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's the Laughing Buddha, and I'm calling the BFO to wish Kathy Bacon a most happy birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Bacon.
Big Fatty, he didn't ask me to help sing well,
and he probably didn't want you to strain your vocal adrenaline.
Big Fatty.
Y'all, that, of course, is Mark, the Laughing Buddha. He does that Scooter Diaries. Y'all, by the way, he does the mystery radio shows on Saturdays. Y'all, Big Fatty just loves those. It harkens me back to a time. Big Fatty, everything harkens you, but like Frank Farkle and Fanny Farkle. It's true, and Sparkle Farkle. Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call, and I'm sure Miss Bacon appreciates the heck out of it. But y'all, anyway, so I went back to bed, I just kind of tossed and turned. I didn't sleep worth a shit, so I really could have used the extra hour of sleep. But anyway, y'all, the alarm finally did go off. I got up, I cooked my bay friend, I had my English muffin. Y'all, it was okay. It wasn't the best English muffin I've ever had, but if you just have a hankering for an English McMuffin, it's not bad. It's just not bad at all. But anyway, so why was I telling you all this? Big Fatty, we don't know. We've lost all of our train of thought because of the death phone. I tell you what, Poodle, you handle this one. I'm gonna go over in the corner with Squeaky Kitty.
Yes, Big Fatty. Hello.
Kathy Bacon. I called her number, 605-262-4821. A recording said it was changed to this 206 number. Happy birthday, Kathy.
It's the scary voice. Oh, I'll take care of you. Poodle, I'm so sorry that you had to take that. Big Fatty, that's why I don't like the dead phone. But, y'all, it was the mechanical. It was the mechanical calling. And mechanical, thanks for scaring the poop. Yes, Big Fatty, as you scared the poop out of me. Anyway, y'all, I don't know where I was going with telling you. Oh, it was just that I woke up and I looked at the wrong clock is what it came down to. And y'all, I didn't say, y'all, speaking of Sunday night, y'all, did you watch the finale? Did you watch the bowling show on Sunday nights on the ETV? Y'all, you know, it was the finale of the Downtown Alley. And, it's that bowling show, Benny is silly.
Big Fatty, is that mechanical again?
I'll take care of it. Hello?
Well, hello, Big Fatty. This is Zombie Girl TJ from Nowhere, and I am calling with
Larry, also known as Q-Sledge.
And we want to wish Miss Kathy Bacon a happy birthday, because she told us to on Facebook. Happy birthday, Kathy. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Zombie Girl TJ and Q-Sledge. And y'all, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voices. And I know that Miss Bacon is just a Big Fatty. Why don't you get the mechanical? You get the nice people when they call. Well, I'll tell you what. You answer the next one. And of course, it probably isn't going to ring now. But maybe you'll be a little less confused the next time it calls. But anyway, y'all, the Downtown Alley was on there. Oh, Big Fatty, okay, I'm going to answer it this time. Oh! Hello, this is Poodle.
Well, the threatening post I saw on Facebook said that we had until high noon on Monday to call. Right. I don't know what time zone she meant, but this, of course, is in reference to Miss Kathy Bacon. I'm supposed to leave her a birthday message. Okay. This is Melissa the Confused, by the way. So here it goes. Okay. Happy birthday, Kathy. I hope you have a great day, and I hope that Big Fatty spoils you rotten on his little show
in honor
of your big day. So there you go. That's all I got. Anyway, hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Kathy. Happy birthday to Kathy. And, well, happy birthday to you, Big Fatty.
Oh,
I'm confused, so it could be your birthday, too.
No.
I don't know. Just want to say hi. I love you both. And, yeah, happy birthday.
Okay.
There you go. We just said it again.
Thank you.
Can't go wrong.
Okay.
I remembered. You see that? I'm good. Happy birthday.
Okay.
I love you both. Bye.
Big Fatty, how do I get to... Okay. I got the mechanical, and then I got the confused. I don't know how you do it, Poodle. I just don't know how you do it. But I tell you what, before the time gets away from us, we need to do this. Really? You had to play the music after all of that? We have a very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Yes, Big Fatty, we're all quite aware of that. Y'all, you hear this person on the BFO with regularity. Y'all, we just want to send out a super duper happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to the one and only, y'all, say it with me, it is Stevie B up there in the Baltimore, Maryland. Is he in the Maryland? Big Fatty? Stevie B? Right. And, Stevie B leads us in the Bulgarian National Anthem at the end of each month. And Stevie B, I just hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, aren't you forgetting somebody? Oh, and also happy birthday to Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, I just hope that they both have a big old piece. Not just a piece. I hope they both have a cake that has nothing but corners. Oh, corners. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm exhausted. You're going to have to take this next call. All right, I'll take it. Hello?
Hey there, Big Fatty. This is Garrett, Kathy Bacon's middle child second son. And since I don't play Words with Friends with my mom anymore, aka I believe that was her birthday gift last year, was I would play with her, but that didn't last too long. And I figured next to Words with Friends, this is probably the most efficient way to reach her and say, happy birthday, Mom. I love you. And I'd like to thank BFO and the Pride 48 community. You guys truly do mean a lot to her. So keep it up, and great listening to you guys. Bye.
I'm Big Fatty. That just touched my heart. I've got tears streaming down the front of my face. That was so sweet. Yes, Big Fatty Squeaky Kitty. He's got tears squeaking down the Squeaky's face, too.
Y'all, that was Miss Bacon's son, and that was awfully sweet of him to call the BFO and wish Mama Bacon, Big Fatty, happy celebration of exiting birth canal. And Garrett, let me just say, don't buy her a round cake because you know she loves the corners.
Yes, Big Fatty, all four of them. Just put all four of them on her plate.
Happy birthday to you. Come on.
I think that was just the sweetest thing. I just don't know. I just can't think of anybody that Miss Bacon would want to hear from more than her darling. So that's just oh.
All right, Poodle, you take this one again. You can't be any crazier than what we've already had.
Hello.
Hello. This is Kathy Bacon, the number one fan of the BFO for 2014 and 2015, and number five of the BFO for 2015. Of course, the number one fan. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Call the BFO to say happy birthday to me, Kathy Bacon. If you don't, you will be punished because you slaves have to call the BFO and say happy birthday to me. I will eat cake and then Fitbit for 5 hours.
Happy New Year.
No, you have to say happy birthday, Kathy Bacon.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
Big Fatty, I've gotten the mechanical, I've gotten the confused, and now I've gotten the crazy Mexican. I just can't take this anymore. I can't think of anyone else that would possibly call.
Hello?
Well, hello there. Surprise, surprise. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
And I heard a dirty little rumor that today is the one and only Kathy Bacon's 26th birthday. That seems about right based on my age. So I want to send a special shout out to Miss Bacon and say happy birthday. And you know that you will always be my one true love. Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah.
Yes. Y'all, that, of course, was old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. And I'm sure Miss Bacon Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fat, it's the first time you said, Oh, dear Gussie. And the phone didn't ring. It's true. I'm sure Miss Bacon's heart is just a fluttering. Big Fatty, just a fluttering. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the DI Positive get tested. And y'all, that was that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns. And Daniel, based on today's little show, what would you like to hear on the BFO on future shows?
It's a 20-minute show, and literally the first 18 minutes minutes and a half is him reading people's emails.
Big Fatty, I think he saw tomorrow's Trello. It's probably true. Yes. Oh, Big Fatty, we didn't mention a happy celebration of the exiting the Burke Canal to Stevie B and to Miss Bacon. Well, I think we should do that right now, don't you? Yes, Big Fatty, I think it would be lovely. So, Stevie B and Miss Bacon, on behalf of me and Poodle and Squeaky Kitty and Squeaky Gentleman Caller, we hope you have plenty of corners and lots of icing rosettes. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the cake.
RNL Podcasting Network.